The book I'm reading is An American Plague, the True and Terrifying Story of the Yellow Fever Epidemic of 1793 by Jim Murphy. The book illustrates how the yellow fever affected the town of Philadelphia during 1793. The United States was a young country then, and a government was in conflict because of matters regarding the French. During the American Revolution, the French had supported the Americans in gaining their independence from Britain. After the French Revolution, the new French Republic was in conflict with the British. George Washington refused to aid the French through the Proclamation of Neutrality. This wasn't accepted very well by some of the officials, especially Jefferson, who was pro-French. Jefferson believed that the French were in the same situation as the colonists during the American Revolution. Therefore, the United States should support the French. Another problem for politicians was the Haitian Revolution. Triggered by the French Revolution, the slaves of Haiti revolted, arguing that slavery had been abolished in France and therefore abolished in Haiti, since they were a part of France. As politicians shared their conflicting views, there was a terrible disease taking effect in a random street of Philadelphia, said to have been brought over by refugees from the West Indies, specifically Haiti. The yellow fever was a virus carried and transferred through mosquito bites. Victims usually recovered after 3 or 4 days, but some entered the second phase, which was very drastic, and approximately half of those who experienced it died. Even today, there is no cure for the yellow fever. The story is centered in the town of Philadelphia and seen through a historical focus. Philadelphia was the capital of the United States during the time. Yellow fever suddenly ravaged the town, starting from a small, unnoticed street. Thousands fled and thousands stayed. Most had no choice but to stay, or they didn't have any relatives outside the town who would look after them. Even government officials fled the town. On the morning of September 10th, George and Martha Washington headed south toward Mount Vernon. He planned to be away from the seat of the federal government for 15 or so days and didn't take any official papers with him. This is mentioned at the end of page 42 through page 44. With the fever spreading, the government was unable to function. None of the citizens, officials, or doctors would offer their services because most of them had fled due to the symptoms of the disease growing worse. Only the Africans, through the Free African Society, offered their help to do the jobs that nobody else wanted to do. Jobs such as cleaning infected blood or proper burial for the dead. The author uses an illustration from the cholera epidemic of France, since no illustrations of the yellow fever epidemic exist today from Philadelphia. The story is centered on a disease which seems everlasting and continues to haunt us today because it is incurable.